Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight is Thursday night, December the 21st, year 2017, and you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, I have another special guest on tonight. She's going to bring forth the Word of God, so I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of Minister Tawan Eppinger. He's going to be bringing the Word of God on tonight. So I'm asking listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready now so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's Word on tonight. As we always do, we always go into prayer before we open up our program. So I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We come to say thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we are not worthy of your grace or your mercy, but we thank you for both. We just thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that you are true to your word. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints even today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you cannot change, lie, nor fail. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions for tonight, so that everything that we do for you over this worldwide platform on tonight will not be hindered, but that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. We come, Heavenly Father, also lifting up all those that may be tuned in, whether by internet or whether they are listening by phone. We pray, Lord, that should there be anyone listening that are still spiritually blind, we ask, Heavenly Father, that something will be said or done through this word on tonight, that their spiritual eyes will become open. And after their eyes are open, they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they are saved in his name on tonight, we pray, Lord, that they will know their God purpose. They will walk in it and they will live in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up a special prayer for all those that have been affected by the Amtrak train accident in Seattle, Washington. And also we pray for those that have been affected by the young man that went through with the car over in London, England, and killed over 19 people on this morning. Heavenly Father, we know that you are in total control. You still sit high and you look low. And you have all power in your hands, even over the enemy. No matter what the enemy tried to do, we know that you are still in control. So we ask that you would touch, move, and by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, and touch the hearts of those that have been affected by these different accidents and incidents that's going around the world. all around the world, Heavenly Father, and we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the doctor, and we know that there is nothing that's too hard or impossible for you to those that believe. So we know that you are our healer because the Word of God tells us that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed, and we're standing on that Word tonight in the name of Jesus. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver them, and let them feel your presence even in their hour of bereavement and the loss of loved ones. We ask that you would let them feel your presence. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would let them know that through it all, that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we just praise your name on tonight. Help us to decrease on tonight that you may be increased in us, that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer. Move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father. Have your way on tonight that you will be glorified through it all and that the enemy will be more horrified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on
amen.
Tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought, and as I always do have a spiritual food for thought. And for the remainder of this month, we know we are in the Christmas season. So I am using for the rest of this month for my spiritual food for thought. Jesus is still the true reason for this season, no matter what the world is saying or doing. Once again, my spiritual food for thought for the rest of this month is Jesus is still the true reason for this season, no matter what the world is saying or doing. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcement, I only have one announcement for the listeners on tonight. I am so excited for my guest on tonight. In the person of Minister Eppinger, who's going to be bringing the word on tonight. And I'm also excited for my guest that's going to be coming forth on this coming Saturday, December the 23rd. In the person of Pastor Chris, I really don't know how to pronounce his last name, but I'm going to spell it for those of you that may be interested and may want to tune in on this coming Saturday. Pastor Chris, and his last name is spelled O-Y-A-K-H-I-L-O-M-E. Okar Halimol, I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not really sure, but he will make the correction on this Saturday on the show. But he is the pastor and founder of Christ Embassy Church of Lagos, Nigeria. He is my guest on this coming Saturday, and he will be offering special prayer for anyone and all those that are affected by any type of disease. If you would like to call in, he will be offering special prayer on this coming Saturday. So pass the word to your friends and loved ones, members of your church, your pastors, and let them know that this man of God, he truly believes in miracles, and he has a worldwide ministry that's all around the globe. So he's my special guest on this coming Saturday, which is Saturday, December the 23rd. You want to tune in and be blessed by this this man of God. Again, he's going to be offering special prayer for anyone that is affected with any type of disease. You want to call in for special prayer. This is the number you need to dial, area code 657-383-1364. And also I'm asking that once you call in and he pray for you, if you will please hang up the phone immediately so that other people will be able to call in and get prayer also. So once you have been prayed for by Pastor Chris from Nigeria on this coming Saturday, if you would kindly hang up the phone so that others can dial in and be prayed for by him as well, and that we all will be blessed. So I am so excited for our man of God on tonight. Again, in the presence of Minister Tawan Eppinger, he's going to be bringing forth the word of God very shortly. But before he brings the word, he's going to share a short testimony with us. And I'm going to ask Minister Eppinger if he would share with us like a two-minute testimony first. And following his testimony, we're going to go into a music break. And once we complete the music break, we're going to come back. And I'm going to yield the mic to Minister Eppinger as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. So as I always say, I pray that you do have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word, because we don't want you to take it for granted or take it lightly or even think that we're making up things as we go. We want you to read it for yourself and see what thus said the Lord unto his people on tonight. So I'm asking Minister Eppinger, thank you for coming on board on tonight and sharing with my worldwide listeners on tonight. And I'm going to ask if you would please
thank you.
Take a moment and share with the worldwide listeners a short testimony first, please.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Brown. I appreciate you, you know, asking me to come on your show to share my testimony as well as the word. So I really thank you for giving me this chance, okay? Can you hear me,
Amen.
Brother Brown?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me, Brother Brown? Okay.
Yes, I can.
I just want to first say that God is truly good, and he's truly blessing me, and he's continued to bless me. He's been continuously blessing me. Why? Because I've given him his time. I come from the streets. I'm a street guy. I was born and raised, you know, in Detroit, Michigan. You know, a lot of my family's been in the streets. I've done things that I wasn't proud of, but God always told me that as from a child up, if I give him his time, if I change my ways, he'll use me to do his work. From the time of 15, well, let me backtrack a little bit. I've been molested as a child by an older cousin. I've been shot at. I've been stabbed. I've done a lot of things, you know, in these streets. But I thank God that he's a deliverer, and he took time to deliver me and change me. I'm a firm believer that if you give God his time, and if you say yes to his will, that he'll use you and he'll grant you the anything that you ask him for. But it comes with first being honest. I had to learn how to be honest with myself and know that it was time for me to change. I'm here, and my main goal is to let the listeners know that there's nothing too hard for God. I was depressed. I had anxiety issues. I felt alone. I felt like I wasn't good enough. But God was always there to comfort me. He was always there to heal me. He was always there to deliver me. And he was always there to talk to me. Even as a child, I was able to hear the voice of God speak to me. You know, I told my grandmother when I was 3 years old that I wanted to be a preacher and that I was going to be a preacher. She brought this back to my remembrance when I turned 26 and I became a preacher. And I said, wow, why didn't you never tell me that? She said, because the woman who said that, who you said that to, who was the first lady of the church we were going to at the time, she said that to watch him. She said, if he knows this already, you better watch him. I've experienced a lot of shortcomings as well as I've experienced a lot of triumphs. But one thing I can always say and that remains the same is that God will always be good. He will never change his heart or his mind towards you. And that's what I want to let the world know, that God will always be in your corner.
Amen. And I am a witness to that. I am a living testimony to what you just said. God will always be in your corner as long as you're faithful to God. And because I love him, because he's not like man. He searches the heart. And see, man looks at the outer appearance, but God is looking at the heart. He knows who's for real and who's not. So that's why I ask all my first-time guests that comes on this show over this worldwide platform to share a testimony. Because God said he would share his glory with no one. He's a jealous God. And I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets his glory by us sharing our testimonies with others. And our goal on this worldwide platform is to let others know that if God did it for us, and he's still the same, he changes not, and he have no respecter of persons, what he did for Minister Eppinger and what he's done for me, he's still able to do it for you. For those of you that may be going through the same issues that Minister Eppinger just mentioned during his testimony, God brought him through. He delivered him. He can deliver you too, whatever you're going through. So that's why I ask all my first-time guests to please share your testimonies, whereby God can be glorified and the listeners can be blessed and their faith will be increased to trust God even more, so that God will be glorified even through their lives. So that's why it's important that you share our testimonies. It does us no good when God blesses us and he heals us and deliver us and we keep it to ourselves. He gets no glory out of that. So I thank you, Minister Eppinger, for sharing that testimony, powerful testimony on tonight. And I know that someone has been blessed by that. Their faith has been increased and strengthened through your testimony on tonight. So right now we're going to go to our music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Eppinger, and he's going to deliver God's word. Once again, I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And yes, again, tonight is Saturday night. Tonight is Thursday night, December 21st, 2017. And we are getting ready for the Word of God. The Word is going to be brought to us on tonight through the presence of Minister Tawan Eppinger. He is a member of Morningstar Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor. And also I want to let the listeners know, on next Thursday night, as a matter of fact, Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. will be bringing forth the message, the Word of God, on next Thursday night. So you might want to jot that down so that you can tune in and be blessed by the Word of God through Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. Once again, he is the pastor of Morningstar Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Minister Eppinger is also one of the associate ministers there at the church. So he's getting ready to bring the word right now. So I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready and are ready to receive the word on tonight. So Minister Eppinger, I am now yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Yes, sir. If possible, let's say a quick prayer. Blow your heads, please. Father God, we thank you for this time, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the chance to come in communion and in your presence again, Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I decrease that you may increase, Father. Touch me right now, Lord God. None of my words, but all of you, Father. None of me, but all of you. Stir up the gift on the inside of me right now, in the name of Jesus, Father. Touch everyone that needs to hear this word, Father. For you truly are the reason for this season, Father. And let us never forget that, Father. Have your way in us, Father. Touch and remove anything that's not like you, God. Heal us, deliver us, and set us free. We break the chains of bondage right now in the name of Jesus with your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The title for this sermon is Sometimes You Gotta Shout It Out. The first scripture I'm going to start with is James 1 and 2. James 1 and 2 says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. The second scripture I want to go to is Psalms 34, 1 through 4, which has a subtitle which talks about, it says, a psalm of David, which he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let's exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. May God have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Sometimes you got to shout it out. I want to talk about how praising God for who he is and what he's done, despite what you see. For I heard on the news the other day that this is the most this is one of the greatest times of the year for homicides, suicides, and depression. I'm here to tell whoever that might be depressed or who might be thinking suicidal or homicidal that despite what you see, God is still worthy to be praised. Despite what you see, God still has his hands on you. Despite what you see, God can work it out for you in the blink of an eye. Despite what you see. And I'm also here to tell you that our words have the power to defeat the enemy. Why? Because God has given us authority. That's why it's always important to speak things as though they were. Even when you can't see the victory in the middle of your turmoil, you must know that you are victorious. You must know that God has created us to be overcomers. You have that overcomer on the inside of you. Despite what you may see, despite what you may feel, despite what you may be going through, despite what people say about you, despite whatever it is that may be hindering you, God has given you the ability to overcome. Thank you, God. He's given us the authority to overcome. One of our many problems, I believe, is that we struggle with is knowing who exactly God is and how he works. We live in a world full of smoke screens and subliminal messages that try to dictate how we feel. They're messages that try to tell us how to feel. And then they try to dictate our state of being. They try to dictate us. They try to play with our minds by sending us messages and making us think that we're supposed to act this way or act that way or do this or do that. When God has created each and every last one of us, perfectly made in his image to be our own individual. For the Bible says, let this mind be in you also that is in Christ Jesus. It also says in Romans, not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Saying that means that we're all individuals. That we all have a mind that should be in Christ Jesus. So do not let this world dictate your mindset. Do not let this world dictate your thought pattern. Do not let this world make you feel depressed because you might not have what the next person has. Do not let this world make you feel depressed because it makes you feel like you're not good enough because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses or because this person is doing this and this person is doing that. Find your own way. In Christ Jesus. For he's the only one who could make us whole. He's the only one who can deliver us and set us free. The devil tries to make our current situations feel like there's no coming back from the sins we've committed. He tries to keep us in a sinful state. I thank God that we have the ability to praise our way through any circumstance or situation and reach God in the midst of it. Let me say that again. No matter what situation and circumstance you find yourself in, God has given us the ability to praise our way through the situation and reach him in the midst of it. Praise gives us the ability to be lifted out of our situation that holds us down. That's why praise is so important. It's the release of the things that come to entangle us. My God. Let me say that again. while people are sitting in church standing still, or while people are sitting burdened down and don't want to raise their hand and want to sit and act like stones. It's the praise that gives us the ability to be lifted out of our situation that comes to hold us down. It's a release of things that come to entangle us. My God, when you praise in the midst of your trials and tribulations, it sets the atmosphere for your deliverance. Thank you, God. See, we don't serve sometimes, God. The problem is we act like we only sometimes as children. Let me say that one more time. We don't serve a sometimes God. The problem is we only sometimes act like we're his children. God said to tell you, we don't know the power that we possess. For John 14 and 20 says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you, which means whatever it is you're going through, tap into the source that's ready on the inside of you, which is God. I believe that that's some of our problems. We don't know the source that's on the inside of us. We don't know the power of that source and the source's ability to change us in the instant. We have to not only tap into that source, but we have to apply that source to our life and everything we do in our life. The source. Who's the source I'm referring to? God. God said the world that he would never put more on us than we can bear. Why? Because he's the overcomer that lives on the inside of us. That's why praise is so important, because when you begin to clap your hands, it's like cymbals piercing the devil's ears. When you begin to stump your feet, you're treading on serpents. My God, when you make a joyful noise, you're calling on the Most High God. Praise is also a way of doing warfare. Why? Because it gives you the ability to break down and break out of your situation. Praise gives you the ability to break every stronghold that's over your life. That's why it's important to have a praise partner, because the Bible says where two or three are gathered, that God must be in the midst. So I'm telling you today, if you feel like you can't do it on your own, call or find that one person and go to war against Satan. Why? By praising. Clap those hands, stump those feet, and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's warfare. Whatever it is you're going through, put a praise on it and stop worrying about it, because Jesus will work it out. I don't have time to be in misery, feeling like I'm defeated. I must keep it moving. And I must keep moving on, because in the midst of me moving on, God is still working it out. For 2 Samuel 6 and 14 says, David, a man after God's own heart, who God favored, was given the victory over the Philistines by God. After leaving the Ark of the Covenant in the house of Obed-Edom for over 3 months, David went to bring the Ark of the Covenant of God to the city of David. After he did that, he took 6 steps and he sacrificed the bull, the bulk of a fatted calf. David was dancing before the Lord with all his might while he and all the Israelites were bringing up the Ark of the Covenant. He shouted, and the sounds of the trumpet. David danced like never before, because victory was in his praise. I'm here to tell you today that victory is in your praise. Don't let the devil make you feel like you're too depressed, or that you can't move, or that you're just burdened down. Victory is in your praise. When praises go up, blessings come down. The joy he needed and the peace he needed was in his praise. David returned home to bless the household of Michal, daughter of Saul. She came out to meet him and said, how the king of Israel was distinguished himself today, going around half naked in full view of the slave girls of his servants, as any vulgar fellow would. David said to her, it was before the Lord. who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people of Israel. That goes to show you that many people might come to want to see you left in bondage. Many people might want to see you in misery. Many people might want to see you depressed. Many people might want to see you down in despair. But God is a good God. And no matter what these people want to see, you got to show them who God is. For if God be with you, who shall ever be against you? David was able to celebrate because of what God had done for him in the midst of who he was. I'm here to tell you tonight that in the midst of your opposition, if you give God the praise, God will bring you through whatever it is you're going through. My God. He said he celebrated before the Lord. He said, I will become even more undignified in this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes and honored in others. It's time out for being so concerned about what others think about you. And we need to take less time and focusing on what others think about you and put all of our focus on God. We need to be able to celebrate our victories, celebrate in the midst of our trials and tribulations, celebrate when we are in the wilderness, and celebrate in the midst of sorrow. Why? Because that does not change who God is. For God is so good that he can bring us out of the midst of anything we're going through. For Psalms 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. No matter what the situation is, I prefer and I will bless him. No matter how my health is, I will bless the Lord at all times. When I feel like no one is there for me, I will bless the Lord at all times. Whether I lose my job or not, I will bless the Lord at all times. When my children start to act up, I will bless the Lord at all times. When somebody comes to oppose me, I will bless the Lord at all times. When the devil tries to shoot thoughts in my mind to make me want to sin, I will bless the Lord at all times. Why? Because in blessing the Lord at all times, it puts me in a state of peace. My God, not only does it put me in a state of peace, but it sets my mind on him. For the safest place in this whole wide world is in the will of God. And if we give God what he requires of us, he will constantly, continuously bless us. For that's his word. He said, I will reward those who diligently seek me. And that's what God is wanting in this season. Not just in this season, but for our lives. For us to diligently seek him. We have to always remember that he's worthy to be praised. He's been just that good. To me and to you, I know. He's the one who that can keep us when we're feeling overwhelmed. He's the one that can keep us no matter what the situation is we're going through. Not only should we just praise God, but we must worship God too. We must worship him in the beauty of his holiness. We must worship him and adore him. It's that connection between us and God that causes a relationship to be built, which is a relationship that's greater than any relationship between a woman and a man. It's the Abba Father's relationship. It's that relationship between a father and a child. It's that bond that's created there. I don't know about you, but my father and my bond are so good to where if he tells me something, I believe. Why? Because I can trust him. God is not a God that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he shall repent. He's trustworthy. He's worthy of all admiration and all glory. He's worthy to be praised. It's our job as Christians and people as well to give God what he truly deserves. We must worship him in the beauty of his holiness and give him all the praise and glory that he's worthy to get, which is all of it. God wants better for everyone's lives, but it starts with that relationship. That relationship must be developed, and it's not something that you can just develop and let go of. It takes work. It takes the work of us knowing that we cannot do anything without God. takes the work to know that before I do anything, I must give everything that I own and possess to God. A lot of us get caught up in our daily lifestyles and our daily schedules. And a lot of us in our scheduling forget to give God his time. For I preached the other day and I said there's 24 hours in a day. There's 86,400 seconds in a day. There's over 26,000 minutes in a day. How much of that do we give God? How much of that time do we spend our time praising God for the little things? For the little things. That's what God requires. Yeah, we praise him for the big things, but what about the little things? What about the fact that we have clothes on our back? What about the fact that our children woke up in good health? What about the fact that we woke up in the house and not on the street? It's the little thing that God wants the praises for. It's the little things that we must give him, that he's requiring of us. Like I said, this is a season that's trying for many people. Why? Because they've experienced some type of loss, or they've experienced some type of trouble up in their past, or devastation. This is a time for families to come together. This is a time for families, not only families, but people of God, to be out here ministering to the nations, letting them know how good God is, because somebody needs to hear that. Somebody out here needs to know that God has not turned their back on you. Somebody out here needs to know that, yeah, you might not be at your best, but God loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for you. For you. Because he loved us that much. And he still loves us that much that he gives us chance after chance to get it right. This is a season of love. And it's a season where love needs to be spread abroad. It's not so much as a season of receiving. But I challenge you, I dare you, to give your time to somebody other than yourself, to somebody that needs to know who God is, to somebody who's less fortunate, to somebody who may be hurting. I dare you to give them your time. Why? Because that's when God truly will bless you with the desires of your heart, whatever you need. Why? Because you're selfless. This is a season to where we really need to be selfless. In closing, God told me to tell you, he has not forgotten about you. He still has his hands on you, no matter what the situation may be, no matter how hard the winds may blow, to take you off center or to shake your faith. If you continue to give him your time, your praise, and your worship, he will continue to move on your behalf every single time. Every single time. Amen. I hope this word touched someone who needed to hear. Who needed to hear it. And know that God is still in your favor. And he's still in control. And he still has your best interest in mind. Don't let this holiday season pass you by without being an ambassador for Christ. God is waiting on you. Amen. Brother Brown?
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. I wanted to make sure you got it all out because I'm sitting back enjoying this word on tonight. This is a good word. you know, because, and I love the title of your message, And it's a true fact. For anyone that's been saved for any length of time, if you are in a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, sometimes you do have to shout it out. And I'm a witness. No matter how it looks, no matter how much pain you're going through, no matter how the world seems like it's in a turmoil and everything don't seem to be going the way it's supposed to be going, you just have to shout it out. You have to praise and worship your way through. And I'm a witness.
In the midst of it all.
Just like Minister Eben just said, so he's trying to start something on the air on tonight. But this is a good word on tonight. And I know I was blessed by this word. And I know without a doubt that someone over the airwaves or whether they listen by internet has been blessed by this word. Even in this time of season, don't get so caught up in the world that you forget the true reason for this season, which is Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. And that's the purpose of this season. And why? Because Jesus Christ, he loves us so much because he realized that God was so mad and angry with man that he was about to destroy man. He was so mad and upset that he said that he was so angry that, and mad at himself. He was mad that he even made man. So he was angry, and he was about to really destroy man. But God, Jesus, stepped in, and this did not just slip up on God. He knew this before the foundation of the world. He already knew what was going to happen. So that's why he had Jesus as our ram in the bush. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that still works today, and it would never lose its power. So we thank God for Jesus Christ. That's why he was born into the world as a baby. He had to come into the world as a baby, as flesh, because he was the only one that was sinless. And he had the sinless blood that can only, the only blood that can purify us and redeem us back to our Creator, our Heavenly Father. So thank God for Jesus Christ's birth. That is the reason for this season. It's not about Santa Claus. Me personally, I don't believe in Santa Claus. I don't believe in the Easter Bunny. That's me personally. You can believe what you want to believe, but I believe the Word of God. Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe man's report, or are you going to believe the report of the Lord? I believe the report of the Lord. And so I do know that as we believe the word of the Lord, sometimes we feel like our back is against a wall, and sometimes we feel like we're about to lose our minds. But through it all, we got to find a way to shout it out. Give God his glory, give God his praise, because through it all, he is worthy to be praised at all times, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. No matter what the world situations look like, no matter who's in the White House, no matter who's the president of whatever country, God is still in total control over it all. And the enemy can only do whatever God allows him to do. So I thank God for who he is. And I thank God that sometimes I even have to shout it out sometimes. But and it works. Amen. It do work. I thank God for Minister Eppinger on tonight. And if you don't know that it works, try it for yourself. When you find your back up against the wall and you don't know which way to go, start shouting it out and giving God praise and worshiping him and mean it from your heart and watch things change in your life. And now he can do it in a twinkling of an eye. It don't have to be overnight or next month. He can do it like right now if you believe it. So I thank God for this word on tonight. I thank God for Minister Ebenezer. I am so happy and proud of Minister Ebenezer. I know that Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is happy and proud of Minister Ebenezer, and also his mother and grandmother, his wife and family are so proud of you on tonight. You continue to stand on the wall, Minister Ebenezer. You continue to preach the word, whether they want to hear it or not. Continue to be the man that God has called you to be, and continue to fulfill your God purpose on earth, that God will be glorified through you. That's my prayer for you on tonight. So right now I'm going to yield and ask you at this time, Minister Ebenezer, for those that may be listening, is there any information that you would like to pass out to the listeners as to if someone wants you to come and preach or minister to them, how would listeners get in touch with you? And once you get that information out, could you please give your shout-outs?
Okay. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, like you said before, I'm the associate minister at Morningstar Baptist Church, and as well as my email, if possible, my email is godson0783@gmail.com. So if anyone wants to get in touch with me through that, you know, let me know. Whatever I can do for God, I'm willing and able, you know. My Facebook, amen, if possible, if you want my Facebook page is Minister Ty, T-Y, Eppinger. If you want to reach me or friend me on Facebook, I'm always on there trying to, you know, I'm always posting my sermons on there as well as giving words of encouragement. See, one thing I realized is that with people, we have to encourage each other. And we have to constantly keep each other in prayer. We have to constantly keep each other in prayer, and we ought to constantly encourage and lift people's spirits up, because you never know what people's going through. It might look good on the outside, but you never know what that internal struggle is. So we have to always remember that, you know. So, like I said, my Facebook is Minister Ty J. Eppinger. My my email is godson0783@gmail.com. First, I want to give a shout-out to God. I thank God. I thank God, you know, for giving me this opportunity. Oh, like my wife said, let me spell my last name, because it's not the easiest to spell. My last name is E as in Edward, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, I-N-G-E-R. Let me clarify that, because I know it's not the easiest. But I want to give a shout-out to God. I thank you for this opportunity, you know, for just, you know, being a humble servant and blessing me and giving me enough of him to be able to do this. I praise his holy name, because without him, none of this is possible. I appreciate Brother Brown, you know, for giving me the opportunity. To my wife, shout out for listening. I know she's listening. My family, my mother, my aunt, who go back with Brother Brown for decades, you know, they grew up together. My pastor, Pastor Tillman, Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr., to the church, Morningstar Baptist Church, and all my friends and family. You know, I just pray that God continues to bless us with his spirit, and we continue to do his will.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Very well said. And I just want the listeners to know this is a faithful man of God, young man of God. God has so much in store that the word of God says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has in store for them that love him. And not only does love him, but that walk upright before him. And he will give us the desires of our hearts. So Minister Tawan Eppinger is just that type of individual. And I thank God for him. I thank God for his mother, his grandparents. I know the family very well. Like he said, he went a little bit far when he said decades. But no, on a serious note, that he is right. Yeah, we've been knowing each other for years, well over almost 40 years, I would say, that long and that I know of. But I just thank God for the relationship. And it's a fellowship, and that's what God wants from each one of us. He wants a personal relationship with his children. So I prayed on tonight that if you're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that something has been said through this word that would change your minds and give you a new outlook on God and a new outlook on life. And don't let anyone change your heart or change your mind, and do what God has asked and ordained for each one of us to do, and that's to confess the Lord Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, with your own mouth, and ask him to save you, come into your heart and save you. That's God's desire, because his word says it is not his desire that any souls will be lost. And that's my desire, and I know that's the prayer and desire of Minister Eppinger on tonight and all my guests that come forth and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. That is the purpose of this ministry. That's what this is. It's not a show. It's a ministry. And I thank God for this worldwide platform that I'm able to share with other people, other men and women of God, such as Minister Eppinger. Minister Eppinger, I want you to know that this is not your last time being on this worldwide platform under this ministry. I pray that the Lord would give me another time and a date for you to come back on again so you can deliver God's word once again to his people. For he is doing mighty things through you. As long as you remain faithful, dedicated, and committed to God, the best for you is yet to come. So I just want to encourage you with those words. And I like what you said. And this is something that I always try to say to the listeners always. And you said it. You hit the nail on the head. We as Christians, we need to learn how to encourage one another in the word of the Lord, not with our feelings or our opinions. That don't mean nothing. You need to encourage one another in the word of God. That's what he said. Encourage one another in the word. And sometimes we even have to encourage ourselves in the word. I know I do. I can speak for me. So yes, I thank God for Minister Eppinger. Yes, God has so much more that he's going to do for you that you have no idea, no clue. It's what God is going to do. As long as you stay faithful to God, to your church, to your family, God is going to do some great and marvelous things, and it's going to be marvelous in your eyes. So I just want you to know, continue to be faithful to God and watch God work on your behalf. And I tell you,
yes, sir,
you're talking now and you're giving a good praise report and you're sharing your testimony, your best testimony is yet to come. That God will be glorified through you. So I thank God for you on tonight. I thank God for Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr., the pastor of Morning Star Baptist Church. Again, he will be my guest on next Thursday night delivering God's word. I thank God for him for allowing you to come forth and sharing God's word over this worldwide platform. And I thank God for your family for allowing you to do the same thing on tonight. So we are going to continue to keep you lifted up in prayer, Minister Ebinger, that God will continue to bless you, that you are already covered by the blood, and we're just going to continue to lift you up in prayer, that God will continue to do mighty things through you for his glory in the earth is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Well, on tonight, that's the word for tonight. And remember what the spiritual food for thought for the rest of this month is. Again, it says, Jesus is still the true reason for this season, no matter what the world is saying or doing. That's my spiritual food for thought for the rest of this month. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. And remember, this coming Saturday, December the 23rd, Pastor Chris will be bringing the word on this coming Saturday, December the 23rd. He is from Nigeria, and he's going to be praying for those that are affected by diseases. So if you know anyone that is affected by any type of disease or if you're suffering with a disease yourself, you want to make sure that you take down this phone number to call in for prayer. The number is 657 area code 383-1364. That's for this coming Saturday. And I'm asking all the listeners, once you call in and he pray for you, if you would kindly hang up the phone so that other people can call in and get prayed for as well, so that we don't miss out on anyone that's trying to call in and receive prayer from Pastor Chris from Nigeria on this coming Saturday. My prayer for you is to continue to be blessed of the Lord, because we know that God is still in control. I am so grateful that the blood of Jesus still works, no matter what it looks like, and there is power in the name of Jesus. And I just love him, and I thank God that he loved me, he loved you, in spite of ourselves. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And I'm going to ask that you would please go into prayer with me as we get ready to close out tonight's ministry on tonight. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, is once again, we come in the name of Jesus, giving you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word. We know your word is true. And we thank you for your man of God, Minister Tawan Ebinger, who delivered your word with power on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to lead and guide him in the way that you would have him to go, that his God purpose on the earth will be fulfilled for your glory is our prayer. Continue to strengthen him, bless him and his life, the works of his hands, his marriage, his family life, and everything that he do that would give you glory. We lift him up to you right now, that you would continue to have your way in him, not only him, but all doers of your word all over the land. We pray, Lord, that your word and your will be done through each one of us, and that everywhere we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that you would be glorified is our prayer. So we want to continue to lift up all those that have been affected by any type of horrendous disease in their bodies, minds, or spirits. We continue to lift up all those that are affected by the Amtrak train accident that happened in Washington, Seattle, Washington. And also we want to continue to lift up all those that have been affected by the young man that drove through the crowd on yesterday, killing over 19 people and injuring almost 50. But you are the healer, Heavenly Father, and we know that all power is in your hands. And we not only lift up those families, but all those that are affected by the wildfires all over in California, hurricanes and tornadoes, and even those that are being affected by the bullying and hate and jealousy and envy in the world today. We pray, Lord, that you would touch and move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, that we were all coming on one accord, and that we would do what you said in your word. And you said that we are to love you one another as you love us. So we thank you for this season. Then we know that Jesus, your son, is the reason for this season. So we don't ever want to forget why we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. He came into the world with a purpose, and he fulfilled it. And he paid the price for our sins through his blood on the cross. And he died, and he rose with all power over hell, death, and the grave, and the victory in his hands. And he is now sitting at your right hand, Heavenly Father, making intercessions for the saints of God on tonight. So for this, we are grateful. So we just ask that you will continue to move by your spirit in each one of us individually and as a corporate body, for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, we're going to do what? We're going to continue to give God praise. Until the next time, good night.
Amen.
Precious lamb. So much I owe.